Unlimited.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everyone? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall. You're very welcome. I hope you enjoy this episode because it's like all the rest of them, and you loved all them, didn't you?
And if you're new to the podcast, we hope you enjoy it, and you can go back into the catalogue, back catalogue.
Sure, it's nearly like an Argos catalogue at this stage.
Ah, do you remember Argos?
Ah, yeah.
Remember? Do you remember?
What's that?
South Park. Remember Birdies?
Don't know that one. Ah, well, we'll get into it, so.
Would you like to fucking start it?
Emer says, to whom it may concern, brackets, it concerns Joe.
Oh, okay.
I had this in my drafts, as despite the podcast being one of my favourite things to play during the week while I attempt to clean the house, I still think there's something strange in grown adults emailing to air grievances and chat to people they really do not know. Anyway, here we are, as your plea for more emails recently led me to believe there's a lack, and I would hate to see you stuck.
Oh, well, thanks, Emer.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
So, Emer says, she continues, I have a 1-year-old. She's constantly chatting and has a very advanced vocabulary, and despite being 18 months, she correctly uses sentence structure, conjunctions, and context, which both humours and tires us daily.
Fair play to her.
Unfortunately, I'm now battling with how to tell her that when she tells me, I'm so happy now, Mammy, in her little moments of joy, that actually, she's not. Happiness may not exist, and brief contentment is more likely the feeling she is having. Every time she has said it since I've listened to that episode, I just think the poor child hasn't a clue.
Happiness exists for children.
So for anyone who didn't hear it, this is where Joe went into some depth. And there's no such thing as happiness.
Is she saying that she agrees with me and now she feels that her child is just feeling brief moments of contentment?
I think Emer is being
facetious.
She's basically saying fuck off. Like,
she's saying, so she continues, tell me, Joe, how do you tell your children there's no such thing as happiness? How do you look at their faces during moments of perceived happiness, knowing that it's a nice feeling, but it's not happiness? How do I navigate this conundrum you've presented me with? Tell her or live with the guilt of knowing?
No one told us. Don't tell her. Just, not that I agree with what you said, because I think happiness exists.
What she's feeling exists. But what she's feeling is the brief moments of contentness. Because children's emotions are volatile. So you get angry and then you get extreme levels of joy. And then there's so many extremes with children. There's no middle ground. There's huge moments of relief and joy. And then there's huge moments of sadness and anger. And it's a wave form. And we'll always strike a balance.
Yeah, but just over like biscuits and all.
Yeah.
And just like, I want that.
Well, that's it. Yeah. Literally, if a child would be like, I want them biscuits, and you say no, they go, ah, and then you say, all right, here's a whole packet of biscuits.
And they're like, yeah.
That's relief.
You just do, like.
Pure relief.
I wish fucking someone could make me happy by giving me a packet of biscuits.
Yeah, it'd be so easy.
Imagine, man, like, fucking depressed out your fucking mind, and then someone just gives you a packet of cookies, and you go, whoa.
Yeah. But they don't have to know what, you know, they don't know how. The kids that age don't have to know the complexities of happiness. Is a word that we use to describe that feeling, but what we think is happiness could also be called contentment, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Or relief. No, not contentment. Contentment is what we seek. What we feel as extreme joy is actually just relief from a temporary pain. That's happiness. That's what we perceive as happiness, is relief.
And the kids,
they feel relief.
You tell the kids there's no such thing as happiness?
I wouldn't say that to them, no. Because I think the word happy.
Emer's coming to you here for parenting advice on how to communicate your bleak worldview.
I think you can say the word happy. I don't think it's a dirty word. Like, I think you can say happiness. And it's an easy way for them to express and for us to understand the feeling that they're feeling. But the true reality of how they're feeling, we should know, is just contentment or not sadness.
All right, I got something that might make you happy.
Go on.
Daniel wants to know, would you rather fight a kangaroo or a badger?
Badger.
Badger, easy.
The smile on Darren's face. Very happy.
Badger, like, yeah. But badgers, they dodgy fuckers.
Badger be a tough scrap. Yeah.
Would it?
Big, strong, vicious.
Small, strong, vicious.
Talking about versus a kangaroo? Come on.
Kangaroo. I'm not saying a kangaroo is an easy
They're
one.
They're fucking boxers, they are.
How big is a badger?
Stand on a
badger's aren't medium size of a fucking Jack Russell, no?
Medium sized. 23 to 28 centimetres. Yeah, they're not actually that big.
Volley a badger.
Or would they bite you, like? Or would they claw you?
I'd bite you. Give you rabies, no?
Kangaroo, but box the head off you. I wouldn't like to be made a show of, you know, that way.
And a fucking kangaroo would kick you. It leans back boot on its you. Tail and boot you.
Does it lean on its tail? Like, can it hold itself up with its tail?
Yeah. And it boots.
Some power there.
Kicks, yeah. And punches. And bites.
Remember that film Kangaroo Jack?
Yeah. Boxing gloves. That little fucker wore boxing gloves.
Do you know what they need to bring back? They need to bring back celebrity death match.
Who's a modern celebrity? Ed Sheeran, obviously.
Ed Sheeran and
Taylor Swift. Taking the head off each other.
And a special guest referee with your man. Let's get it on.
Linda says she's been binge listening the last week. She's on episode 199. That was before Joe's Snickers trousers ad. So she feels she has to apologise to Joe. She was an extra in the ad. And she asked Joe for a selfie before she left.
And he said no?
Well, Linda jokes. He said no, go fucking home. She then clarifies Joe didn't say that. But
it actually sounds like Joe though.
Yeah. He says her phone was on the timer. So not only did Joe do the selfies, but each time he had to wait 5 seconds. So Linda says, sorry Joe, but thanks.
Ah, jeez.
Do you remember this?
I remember filming it. Yeah, yeah. I remember Linda and remember getting selfies and stuff. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Linda, yeah. A legend. And thanks for listening.
Linda also just at the end, she adds that when you're binge listening, the bean juice issue is very stressful.
Why? Because she knows that it's just ketchup in a tin.
She can't fathom, which is correct, I'd say.
Watery ketchup. It's watery ketchup. I'm going to come in here. I'm going to give you two plates.
I won't eat it. I won't touch it. I hate beans.
A stick in the microwave. It'll be hot.
No, I don't want beans.
On toast.
You're saying when I was on that come fry me thing, there was one bean on me rasher or sausage or something. I couldn't eat it.
And your egg.
Ugh.
Just sitting on his egg.
That'd destroy Anton. If you put a bean on my hand, it'd kill me. I'd die.
That's your kryptonite.
Yeah.
Beans. I love them.
Do you?
It's funny. Ollie hates them and Beckett loves them. He'd eat a whole tin just out of the can by himself.
Do you ever have curry beans?
Ah.
That's a thing, you know.
Yeah, barbecue beans.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Do you ever cut up a garlic clove and put it into beans?
No.
I used to like that when I was younger. Lovely.
That's weird.
No, it's weird. The garlic beans, like, it's fucking lovely. That's nice now.
Garlic beans.
And you mash them down until they're not beans and it's more like a paste. Like
garlic mushy beans. Mushy beans?
Yeah.
It's no wonder you don't like beans anymore. Mushy
I was trying beans, like, my used to do all that and I'd be like, what are you doing that for? And she'd be like, here's the aeroplane. You had to put garlic in there and you mush them down into a paste.
Clip that now. Jesus Christ. That is disgusting.
And then like she didn't get us a birthday cake or anything like that when I was younger either.
That's okay. I didn't get a birthday cake either.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Very middle class thing to do. Birthday cakes and birthday parties.
Birthdays in general are very middle class.
You get a blatant card.
Birthday parties. Glenn is back.
Oh, is he?
The bus driver?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Glenza?
Me, mate.
Oh, Glenza.
Was I on his bus?
I always remember from.
I thought I might have been though since then.
He's on your route, yeah. He's kind of on your route, I think.
He's on the 9, is he?
I don't know. You've wound him up anyway, Joe.
He is on the 9.
Is he?
Yeah.
He definitely waved at me before then. Because I've seen a few 9s in the last while and the driver waves at me.
The 9 following you around? That'd be a good sketch.
The bus following you?
And then just looking away when you look at it.
Okay. And all your friends think you're just being paranoid.
I swear to God, that 9 bus is following me, boys.
it's not fucking following you, man. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning and there's just a bus creeping. It fucking is.
Open the curtains, look down, he's see it reverse back around the corner.
Beep beep beep.
And then I just go I run out to the driver like, what do you want? Who are you?
What does Glenn want?
He says, I'm convinced Joe just says shite for the reaction.
We all knew
what?
That.
Like what?
I don't say anything.
Like what? We knew that.
There's none that I say that I don't mean or feel.
He says,
truly
now,
believe.
Being from Ballymun, I understand classism absolutely exists in Ireland. But they're turning off the dart to stop Northsiders going to the beach. That's the... Let me finish. That's the worst take Joe's had yet.
That is so believable.
Right, he continues. It's a good thing Joe isn't a researcher, because if he was, he'd have noticed that us horrible bus drivers, who Joe hates so much.
Why do you hate them, Joe?
I don't hate them.
The bus drivers always run rail replacement buses on bank holidays when there's a disruption on the Dart Line. That's true. These buses leave from Parnell Square, which, in case Joe didn't know, is on the north side. Glenn's theory as to why the works are always on bank holiday weekends is because the lads doing the work want the overtime. My theory was always that you need as much time as possible between rush hours.
There's no explanation for it.
No, there is.
The you got bank holiday would be the busiest time. It would be the busiest time of the week, of the year, on a bank holiday, going to a beach.
Yeah. Oh,
on
yeah.
the south side.
Especially if it's sunny.
A lovely beach like Dunleary.
You speak very much like a man who hasn't had to get a dart at 8 o'clock in the morning for a very long time.
That's another thing that
on
I wanted
Monday
to pull you up on his
Tuesday
point.
Morning. Wednesday morning.
You can fit a lot more people on a dart than you can on a bus.
Fucking course you can.
You can fit a lot more people on a dart, yeah. No, but I just... I mean, it makes perfect sense.
If you're from town, and I'm from town, and I want to go to the beach...
Forget you being from town. If you're running the train lines, right? And you got to replace a whole big section of track.
Yeah, it's not like Lego.
Between Conley and Clontarf, you got to do a load of work.
Yeah. Did they just...
When are you doing it?
When am I doing it?
Yeah, when are you doing it?
When it's not busy.
When's that?
Maybe a
Sunday,
Tuesday, or
Sunday.
Something like that.
Sunday.
That's when people are going to the beach.
On a Sunday.
The problem is that they're closing it on bank holidays. They're stopping it from going
on
to the
beach. On the Tuesday,
side.
Right. What time on a Tuesday are you starting that worker?
1 o'clock. Because people would be in work.
Okay. And what time are you finishing the worker?
3.
Now, I'm no expert on this, but I'm pretty sure between 1 and 3, you'd be lucky to have the machinery reach where it needs to go. Never mind, actually.
You just lift it and turn it, just to divert it a different way. It's
yeah, I'm pretty sure this is the whole reason they do it at bank holiday weekends, because it takes ages to get started and it takes ages to clear up after yourself.
It's the screws and all getting them out that takes the longest, but it's just like shifting it then.
And
a few blokes.
Now, maybe they could work from like Friday night, like 20 around the clock, 24 hours until, say, Sunday morning.
You might have to do that instead in of early hours.
If the boys want that overtime, they can work in the early hours of the morning. They can do it from 12 at night till 6 in the morning.
Who cleans the port tunnel? Because I was going through it the other day and I was just entered my head like,
it's very shiny.
It's very clean, like.
There's not a lot of loitering going on. But I do want to go back to the dart for a second.
A lot of loitering going on in the port tunnel?
Go on.
We're talking about
Who's hanging around inside the port tunnel?
Go on, I said.
There's not a lot of loitering.
Forget about the port tunnel. Go for it.
The last 8 bank holidays, and they still haven't managed to fix whatever it is they're fixing in Dunleary.
It is a bit fishy.
Come on. If you're from town and you want to go to a beach... You don't even have the option to go to the south side unless it means walking all the way over to, where did you say, Marion Square? It's William Square. I can't believe Glenn doesn't agree with me. He should
Glenn
be
never
more
agrees
clued
with
in.
You.
He should be
Glenn
more clued into
you.
It.
Glenn didn't even introduce himself as Glenn from the podcast when he's seen it on the bus. That's how much he hates you.
Should have said something. Should have said something to me. People are always brave on the bleeding emails.
Someone actually shouted at me yesterday. Someone shouted at me in a van yesterday while I was waiting. Outside Chapel Lizard. Is that how you pronounce it?
The fuck were you doing in Chapel Lizard?
I'm telling you.
Oh.
I was buying a lizard. I was doing that shoot thing I was telling you about earlier. But I was waiting and this fella in a van like was stopped at the traffic lights. I was like right beside it and he goes, Darren, where's Joe? And I was like, I don't know. Not here. And it's just like, is that the first thing you thought about? I was like, where's Joe? It's just like random, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. In my back pocket.
Where's Joe? Is he still are you still doing the ads? Yeah,
I'm doing one right now.
I'm doing one now and you're in it. Thanks very much for listening to that. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Owen, I hope you enjoyed it. Oh, Joe, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you all enjoyed it.
It's like being in church with you. Yeah. Peace be with you and peace be with you.
Peace be with you and also with you. Shake the hands and all. Remember during COVID you weren't allowed to shake hands and you had to kiss?
You had to meet the person beside you?
Yeah.
It was really awkward to say peace be with you and kiss at the same time.
I would have just done the handshake. It was more hygienic, wasn't it?
I think so. Looking back on it, it was weird kissing the priest.
In the church, like.
Yeah.
Did they give holy bread during COVID? They sent it to you, didn't they?
No.
In a hazmat bag.
They
a hazmat bag, is that even a thing?
They give you the ingredients and you have to go back and make it yourself.
Yeah.
The hazmat bag, did you say?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going on there. A hazmat bag should be a thing.
They were giving out little cocaine bags.
No, they're giving out like packages, like PR drops. Like,
Pez dispensers.
It was like create your own dough, pizza, holy bread and socks and all.
Yeah, it's like a Hello Fresh package, yeah, just for holy bread.
Just with yeast and all.
Holy fresh.
Holy fresh.
Pez dispensers, just little... Or little guns. Remember the guns with the little circle things that you used to... Like discs? Pez,
oh, yeah, yeah. There'd be like an air in them. There'd be like air. No?
What? No, why?
It was like a battery operated and it used to go... Pew, 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 but it was like air in it.
If you keep saying air, I don't... The little gun had little discs and you'd shoot it.
Yeah. And it used to come up the top in a little cylinder case and be all on top on...
Yeah, they come... Yeah, 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 yeah.
But, like, it had pressure to shoot them with air.
Yeah. Yeah. They'd be like... That's what they had in the church at Mass, and then they'd be shooting them, the holy breads, into people's mouths. And you're just like, peace be with you. I'll open your mouth. And then they'd shoot it into your mouth. Thank you. Amen.
Yeah. Right, we leave it there.